This is episode 13 of Everyday Wellness, Ancestral Living, Healing Your Body and Brain with Brian Hoyer. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, nurse practitioner and functional nutritionist. Let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today. Hello, hello. This is Everyday Wellness, and today we are really excited to have Brian Hoyer, who's a geobiologist and owner of Shielded Healing, and a colleague and friend of ours. And his mission is to shift people toward ancestral health and habits that awaken dormant healing responses in the body. Brian is a seasoned expert in complementary health and a certified nutritional therapy practitioner, and he incorporates modalities like muscle testing and kinesiology to investigate clients' health and is excited about having been able to add the fundamental practice of environmental medicine and radiation protection to his approach. He travels around the country during EMF assessment tours and is training a special team of ancestral Avengers, I love that, to take EMF's consulting and solutions to the next level. And he's also been building the EMF Shielded Tiny House since 2016 and has the idea of an extended family adventure soon expanded into an opportunity to help people across the U.S. and demonstrating that a life without the impactful effects of domestic radiation is possible. Welcome, Brian. We're so excited to have you here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Maybe you could just start out, Brian, by telling us how you got interested in this field.
Oh, yeah. Well, as with many people, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have amazing stories about their own healing journeys and everything that has to do with, oh, I got really sick and now, you know, I went on this, you know, crusade to fix myself. And I don't really have one of those stories. My story is more related to my family, you know, basically becoming a father. And, you know, I just remember the moment where I brought, you know, my first daughter, her name is Journey, and we named her that because it's like the start of a journey in our life. And I just laid her on the bed after we got back from the birth center, and I looked at her, and she's got all this, you know, weird looking scrunched up face and her arms are going everywhere like a newborn does, you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to take care of this little creature. And I love her so much, and this is like a new feeling that I haven't had for something this small, you know. So essentially that kind of spurred me on, well, what do I put in this thing's body? What kind of environment is the healthiest? And, you know, the wheels started turning, and that's really what turned me on to health and wellness, and eventually became a self-proclaimed expert in nutrition. And then I decided to make it more official by going on and taking some advanced training with the Nutritional Therapy Association, becoming a practitioner. And I kind of really found my groove in my health and wellness practice by doing the nutritional therapy work. And with that, you have to take, you know, continuing education credits and classes and, you know, just continue to learn so you can build your practice and know, like, the latest research and everything. So I would take classes from, you know, advanced clinical assessment techniques, doing this autonomic response testing with people like Dr. Klinghart. And when I was in one of his trainings, I realized that, you know, one of the things that he emphasizes from the very beginning is the electromagnetic environment of his patients. And he has this practice in his clinic where he won't even work with a patient until they've investigated and taken care of the electromagnetic radiation environment in the bedroom and fixed, like, all of these things. He's got a whole checklist of things, and then he'll go forward and work with you, because what he said is that if we don't fix these things, then the protocols will not work, and we're basically doing this uphill battle, and it's not worth it. It's just a big waste of time and money because people just won't get well. And he was saying this especially in reference to children with autism, because half his practice apparently is kids with autism. So when I heard that, it kind of hit me that, okay, this is a big deal. I need to pay attention. And that sent me on the path of, okay, well, I need to start referring out to people that are doing this. And I started to do that, and I saw some results, but it wasn't ever, you know, in the nutritional therapy training, they kind of teach this whole philosophy of ancestral health. And it totally makes sense to me that, you know, we should be eating the way our ancestors ate, because that's the way our bodies are developed to eat and handle the food and everything. And so I was like, well, we also need to be thinking about our ancestral environment. And a lot of the people that I was referring out to for these EMF assessments is like, okay, well, you're not the worst environment that I've seen, so I'm going to give you the thumbs up, recommend a few different things, and then send you on your way. And that just wasn't cutting the mustard for me. I wanted to see a perfectly, you know, tuned in ancestral environment so we could optimize a person's health and heal their gut and their brain and see the results I wanted. And that's when I started really seeing some amazing results with people without even using supplements. People were basically coming back not needing adrenal supplements, getting off of coffee without any protocol whatsoever. The leaky gut protocols like were sticking. A lot of times you have to go back and continue to heal the gut when you're working with people. And I didn't have to do that anymore. Just 1 month protocol, boom, after their room's shielded, they're done. They can move on to the next stage of deeper healing. And that's when I really found out that this is something that I need to really focus in on and help more people do and train more people how to do this and promote that kind of thing, because no one was really doing it to the level that I saw needed to be done.
Well, and I'm so grateful that you have, you know, delved into this specialty, because I think for my nerdy science side, and for full disclosure, Brian has evaluated my own home, and we've implemented many of the changes and recommendations that he had suggested to us, but it was in many ways a missing link, and we'll jump into the science behind all of this in a second, but it really was the missing link in my own healing journey and also my son, you know, from this home that we had been in for the last 3 years. But so that we can explain to our listeners a little bit more, you know, for those that are not aware of what EMFs are and why we need to be concerned about them, I'd love for you to speak a little bit on that.
Yeah, so the way I kind of explain it to people is that, you know, we have electromagnetic fields, and that's what it stands for, is electromagnetic fields, electromagnetic frequencies. They're all around us, and it's you know, every single object in the universe has some type of electromagnetic component to it. And so, you know, like sunlight and visible light is an electromagnetic field on the spectrum. You know, even, you know, the Earth has its own field, and all of the natural fields are direct current, is what they call it. You know, so like the old band AC/DC, there's alternating current and then there's direct current. Direct current is the natural flow of electrons that's consistent and continuous and fluid, but alternating current is the type of electricity and the type of frequencies that are pulsed, and so they're more sporadic and they're going back and forth. And they found that when you use electricity with an alternating current, that you can send it further down the electrical lines. And so that's why they started using that instead of direct current back when Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison were working on implementing electricity widespread, you know, 2 centuries ago. So essentially, you know, with these different frequencies, as they get closer together, they you know, we get into the microwave range and the wireless range, but on the lower spectrum we have electricity and magnetic fields, and we'll talk about a little more how that plays out in the home. But there's different solutions for the different types of frequencies. And so there's never just one solution for all the electromagnetic stressor problems. And we'll talk about that more later, but essentially if you're thinking about EMF and this whole big thing, it's really hard to understand. I think that's why a lot of people have a hard time understanding it, is because there's so many different things and components of it that you have to have this for one solution, this for another solution, and then for wireless there's a different solution, and then there's this whole other thing that's almost a different field called geopathic stress, where it's radiation that's coming up from the earth. It's natural, but it's still very intense, and it's not good to be on in those hot spots. So, you know, my goal in talking about EMFs is to help people to understand that before we had electricity and all of these things, we had an environment that our bodies were used to, where we could heal, regenerate, and recoup from a day of stressful events. But now, because we have electricity introduced, all of our homes are surrounded by electrical lines, and you know, we have electrical lines going through all four walls of our bedroom, sometimes through the floor and the ceiling for the lights, and this voltage is coming through and interacting with our body. And so if you think about the way that voltage impacts the body, how do you restart a heart? You put all this voltage through the heart. The heart's a muscle, so it contracts. Mm-hmm. And that makes calcium enter the cell, and you release magnesium, and the muscles are contracting. And so if you have this low voltage surrounding you all the time, then you have this continual contraction and cortisol release and depletion of magnesium. And you have that all night long when your body's supposed to be resting from all of these things. And
weight gain is one of many symptoms that our hormones are in decline, especially as we navigate perimenopause into menopause. Dr. Anna, who is a great friend of mine, is an OBGYN who's treated thousands of women just like you and I who experience increasing dryness and even pain in the bedroom as they get older. Jolva is the solution Dr. Anna formulated for her own clients, and it has since been loved by over 100,000 women. It's a feminine cream with DHEA that helps the body regenerate moisture from the inside out. 92.8% of Jolva users experienced a significant improvement in the first 4 to 8 weeks. Get 10% off your first purchase of Jolva by using the link dranna.com/Cynthia. That's dranna.com/Cynthia and get 10% off your first purchase. Consuming Element on a daily basis is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health. And we know that by consuming proper amounts of electrolytes, it can contribute to quality sleep, which is critical to all of my perimenopause and menopausal patients and clients. We know that magnesium increases a neurotransmitter called GABA that is known for producing calming effects. And consuming adequate levels of sodium can help you sleep through the night because low sodium levels increase cortisol and adrenaline. Additionally, if you are intermittent fasting, it's important to understand that when you fast, two things can dehydrate you. Number one, if your insulin levels remain low, it can signal to our kidneys to excrete more sodium or salt, a process called naturesis. And as glycogen or stored glucose is broken down, the water left over from the glycogen breakdown is urinated out. So if you want to take care of your health in one of my favorite ways, you can consume Element electrolytes. My favorite flavors are grapefruit and citrus, but there are many others to choose from. And if you go to drinkelement.com/Cynthia, you can get a free sample pack to try them out on your own. Again, it's drinkelement.com/Cynthia for your free sample pack where you can try all of their flavors.
And you never can get true restful sleep. And because your cortisol is going up, your melatonin is going down because they have that antagonistic relationship where when one's up, the other's down, the other's up, and the other one is back down. So melatonin is not only a sleep hormone, it's also the brain and the body's number one detox hormone. So it actually floods the brain and sweeps all these free radicals out through the cerebral spinal fluid and into the rest of the body for the liver and the kidneys to detox and take care of all those metabolites and oxidative stress that you've produced from daytime exposures and stressors and environmental food stressors, whatever. So basically we have, you know, electric fields, we have wireless that's in the house. All these things that weren't around 300 years ago are foreign invaders, they're stressors, and our body perceives them as stressors. And then also the organisms and the microbiome inside of us, they also perceive them as stressors. And so when that happens, we actually have those pathogens and different organisms that are living inside of us, when they perceive something as a stressor, they start to multiply like crazy. And they, for in order to survive. And so we have that happen, that activates our immune system, and then it just opens up the floodgates to all kinds of inflammatory responses and everything. So, you know, the goal, the overall goal for me is not to bore people with the details and of like how to, you know, like how everything is affecting you physiologically, even though that's really interesting to me. It's that, you know, the overall goal from 30,000 foot is that we need to return to this ancestral healing space at least while we sleep, because that's the number one time when our body is healing. Mm-hmm. And to do that, we need to recreate an ancestral healing habitat inside of your bedroom. And when you do that, you see amazing results and protocols that never worked before start working again. And it's just something that makes sense. You already are trying to eat ancestrally, you're trying to live a lifestyle that's ancestrally where you're not so stressed out, but you also need to put your body into an environment that's ancestral in order to awaken those healing responses, as I say in my mission statement. You know, there's all these different things that we don't even know about that can happen, that can be activated, but it's only activated when you're in an environment where there's not these external stressors.
Wow, I'm just blown away. It's so prevalent, and it seems as if our society is just getting faster and faster, and there's more and more ways to use technology to expose ourselves to these types of things. And for many of us, I think this is just sort of coming to light now. Why do you think more of us haven't heard about this and the dangers of EMFs?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. You know, there's a lot of incentive to, continue to move technology forward. You know, there's financial incentive. There's the incentive of trying to achieve technological advances. And we've seen that many times throughout history. When we move fast with technology, we kind of step back, you know, decades later and be like, whoops, we maybe shouldn't have done that. We didn't test this long enough for safety effects and everything. So I think, you know, there's a great book by Dr. Martin Blank called Overpowered, and he does all these epidemiological studies on the health effects of electromagnetic radiation and especially the wireless industry. And he makes a point in that book that, you know, a lot of us know about some of the corruption that's in big pharma, and that they push drugs and vaccines and those sorts of things. and big pharma is huge. They have loads of money, and so they can influence our government to make laws that are favorable to them so that they're immune from being sued and all kinds of things like that. Well, if you put this into perspective of big pharma and big telecom has three times more financial pull in Washington than big pharma does. So they make three times as much money every year than big pharma makes. And so they are influencing laws. They've made it illegal, like with this new 5G technology that's coming out. They've made it illegal in lots of local municipalities for them to refuse putting cell phone towers up in their city limits. And so there's all kinds of things that are going on like that, where money talks and influences people. And so, you know, a lot of people might say, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. But it's happening. If you just look around and you're open to it, you can see exactly what's going on. And that book, Overpowered, documents a lot of this. And there's some other books out there too that talk about this. That's not the only reason that this hasn't been explored. I think that I go into people's homes and there's kind of this not even a semi-addiction, there's a literal addiction to being on your phone or your tablet or on the computer, and people really don't want to give up exposure, because just like when you have somebody eating some food that they know they're not supposed to have, like if it's an allergen or something, a lot of times in my nutrition practice, like some of the foods that somebody is not willing to give up are the exact ones that they need to give up because they're the ones that are causing inflammation in their body.
Exactly. And that is a challenge. I mean, whether it's the dopamine release that people get from, being on Facebook or, getting instant messages or, that instant gratification piece is so challenging. And I agree with you that those addictive qualities, whether it's food or, something that we're doing as a habit, you have to really be committed, or someone has to really be ready to be committed to make those changes to really see the results that they're looking for.
Yeah. And it's, when you go into someone's house testing all of these electromagnetic frequencies, I'm basically testing 4 to 5 different things. And so it's already pretty confusing. But then once I start testing all the wireless stuff, like, oh, I got this wireless speaker, it's so convenient. I've got Wi-Fi for my doorbell, mm-hmm. and my Apple TV and this Cast system where I can just, do everything from my phone. The convenience of it, which is the same issue that we had with food with Weston A. Price. He talks about the foods of convenience mm-hmm. are the ones that are basically trapping people into this junk food lifestyle. Well, now we have this junk environment lifestyle mm-hmm. where we're all consuming the convenience of the technology, and it's all like now a part of our lifestyle, and it's a junk food lifestyle. It's not a nourishing environment. It's an environment that's spiking your blood sugar. They've shown that in studies. And, artificial light can spike your blood sugar, and so can all these electromagnetic frequencies. And it's everything from, when I go into a house, I'm testing basically 4 or 5 different things, like I said. It's the electric fields from the wiring in the walls, and then I'm checking for magnetic fields from, a lot of times power lines from outside can penetrate the home coming in and create a magnetic field. Sometimes the way that they ground, if you're on city water, then they'll ground the pipes in a way where all the pipes in the whole neighborhood are connected, and because of that, the energy is going back out onto the pipes and creates a magnetic field that goes throughout your whole house. And so I test for that, and then also some wiring errors can cause magnetic fields. And then obviously I'm testing all the wireless within the house. But most of the wireless I've found in doing over 200 assessments the last year and a half around the country is that most of the wireless exposure that you have is actually coming from outside the house, because we have all these radio stations, television towers, and cell phone towers that are blasting in. And if you can get a radio station in your home, every single radio station is a different frequency. So AM and FM, and all of that's coming into the house and impacting the body in some way. And so, I got the wireless, the magnetic fields, the electric fields, and then you also have this dirty electricity. And the dirty electricity comes in on the electrical lines and makes your power run more or less efficiently. And everything runs hotter, so you have to replace all your new appliances more often. And there are these filters you can get for the home that'll actually filter out the entire house for dirty electricity. It can lower your power bill by 10 to 15%. And it also filters out all the really negatively impactful hazards for your health as far as the dirty electricity goes. Because once you clean up the electricity, it's not as damaging. Even though it still is damaging, it still can cause that contraction phenomena at night and raise your cortisol. But if it's dirty electricity, then there's all these other frequencies that are riding on your electrical lines that are coming from the power company and the way that they produce the power, and that can actually be more damaging. They've shown that in many studies in both humans and animals.
Wow. I've learned so much already, but I'm also feeling like a little bit overwhelmed by just the amount of EMFs and things coming into the house that we might not be able to control. So you mentioned the bedroom, and then you also mentioned kind of having a whole home filter. Where do you recommend that people start when they want to take control of this and start cleaning up their energy coming into their house?
Yeah, so I always recommend people do start in the bedroom. That's where you're spending 8 hours or more or less every night. And that's the time where your body is most vulnerable. Essentially, your shields are down at night. You're supposed to be in this parasympathetic state where your body goes into a healing and maintenance mode. And that's where, you know, the clinical experience of Dr. Klinghart and GeoVital Academy, the naturopathic and environmental medicine clinic that I trained with, all of their, you know, cumulative 60 years of experience, which was more simultaneously doing it in different parts of the world, all of their experience shows that if you just fix the bedroom, that people will start to get better who are chronically ill. Like all the protocols that stopped working after these stressors were introduced, they start working again. And that's what they found with their clinical experience, and that's what I've also found in implementing these solutions for people, is if you just fix the bedroom, and the way that we fix the bedroom is there's this, you can get a shielding paint or a canopy that you put in the room, and it essentially blocks all the wireless frequencies from coming in. And the paint, when it's grounded, it also makes it so that the walls, the electricity cannot no longer come through the walls with the field, because the wall will be grounded with the grounding paint, and it won't come through and onto the body. And so you're essentially creating this thin layer of earth all around you, and you're not letting any of the voltage in from the wiring in the walls, and you're also reflecting away all the wireless signals coming from outside the home. And then we have these specialized curtains that you can put over the windows that will actually block the frequencies from coming in through the windows. And when you do that, you have a meter that actually measures the body as an antenna. And if we can get it below 30 microvolts, then that's the threshold that when we see the most sick people getting well. And then there's other standards for like the body voltage. We'll test the body voltage, and we'll test the magnetic field, and then we'll also test the geopathic stress. So first step is the bedroom, but even before that, you really need to have an assessment by somebody who knows what they're doing to come into your house and have certain numbers, target numbers that we need to reach. And
today's podcast is sponsored by NutriSense. It combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different types of nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and where you are in your menstrual cycle in real time. And by pairing a continuous glucose monitor with their app and expert nutritional guidance, NutriSense can help you reach your health goals. And the best part is it's not just a program where they send you the CGM and you have to figure it out on your own. Each subscription plan includes 1 month of free expert nutritionist support. Your nutritionist will work with you one-on-one, interpreting your data and providing customized advice to help you reach your health goals. The last time I had my CGM on, my registered dietitian and I troubleshooted over some specific concerns that I had. And whether you're aiming to lose weight, stabilize your energy, or just feel better overall, NutriSense offers the guidance and support you need. And lasting sustainable change takes time and can be achieved through a longer-term subscription. That's why I encourage my patients and clients to consider 3, 6, or 12-month subscriptions, where it's actually less expensive and allows you to not only achieve your goals, but also to ensure that you stick to your healthy lifestyle for the long term. As I've mentioned before, I have found the CGMs I've used through NutriSense to be incredibly insightful, specifically to carbohydrate tolerance. I would not have known that plantains spiked my blood sugar without this information. It's also been hugely helpful for tailoring to workouts and sleep quality. And so for me, even though I am metabolically healthy, I find the insights to be particularly helpful to tailor my lifestyle changes to my blood sugar. Visit nutrisense.io/EWP and use the code EWP for $30 off plus 1 month of free nutritionist support. Be sure to let them know you're a listener of the Everyday Wellness podcast when they ask you how you heard about them. This is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health and one of my top recommendations for all of my patients and clients. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible.
Have recommendations on how to reduce those and if they can be reduced, because sometimes they can't. If there's a power line outside, you can't just ask the power company to move the power line. So in that case, you know, which is maybe about 1 out of, you know, 70 people I would recommend to move. That's about how many I see where it's like, okay, you just need to move away. And then there's also the geopathic stress. So we test that on the bed and then see if we can move the bed. If not, then we have these mats that you can put underneath the bed to deflect that energy away. And see good results with that too. So,
you know, and it's interesting, Brian. Brian was at my home last year, and you know, since we've moved into this house now 3 years ago, my older son got sick, I got sick, and you know, seemingly we were doing all the right things. I think part of it is we needed to work collectively with a different person to help us kind of get back on track. But one of the things that I was profoundly distressed to learn was that we had quite a bit of geopathic and multiple other kinds of radiation that were coming into our house that, you know, as soon as Brian said to me, you know, my nerdy science brain makes sense. Okay, if your melatonin's disrupted and your cortisol gets bumped. And I kept saying, it's only been since I lived in this house. If I sleep anywhere other than my house, I sleep fine. And my son was having trouble sleeping. And so, you know, that really got the, you know, the brain working and trying to wrap my head around this, you know, all these new concepts for me, because as a Western medicine trained provider, we don't learn this. This is all stuff that I've learned since becoming a nutritionist. And Brian, I don't recall if, I'm not sure if you remember offhand, but I know you were very concerned about the geopathic stress of our bedroom in particular. Would you be willing to speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, you had some unique things going on in your bedroom, so I remember it. Basically, what geopathic stress is it's radiation that's coming up from the earth, and there's different types. There's energy that comes up from underground water flowing underneath the ground and pushing through rock and minerals and all these different layers of the earth. And when those metals and minerals are mixing together, it creates this battery-like effect where this energy will come up and more intense in one area than another. And so in your house, there was a water vein going right through the bed, but then there was also, you also had a fault line. Mm-hmm. And fault line is just, you know, layers of the Earth's crust that are pressing up under extreme pressure as well, but they're actually the Earth's plates or cracks in the Earth's crust that are causing that, and that's a measurable energy that's coming up. And then I happened to subsequently, you know, after I detected that, I looked on a geological map of the area where you were, and exactly where I had these lines and this water flowing showed that there was some interesting geologic activity going on right where your house was, mm-hmm. and it lined up exactly with where the bedroom was. So, you know, that those kind of things, that just confirms that I'm mm-hmm. in the right direction and we're doing the right thing. But you can have a perfectly healthy house electromagnetically fully shielded and everything, but if you don't take care of this geopathic stress, then it can be an issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, Brian, I know that probably a lot of this information is new for our listeners. And I'd love for you to share some things that, you know, they could potentially do right now. Obviously, they can reach out to you for an evaluation of their home if they're in the general area. But what are some things that people can proactively be doing now that can improve their health and, you know, get them pointed back towards a more ancestral focus?
Sure. Yeah. So I always tell people to go back to wiring their internet, and there's different ways you can do that. You know, get the old Ethernet cables, disable your Wi-Fi, have a nerdy techie person come and log into your router and turn off the Wi-Fi, and then actually use the cables to plug in your computer. There's little adapters you can get for your cell phones and tablets called Ethernet adapters, Ethernet to USB, or to mini USB or micro USB, and then there's Ethernet to lightning adapters for the Apple products, and then there's Ethernet to USB-C, which is for some of the newer Android products, the Galaxies and the Pixel phones. And those are ways that you can actually have your phone or tablet on airplane mode and use them, and that can be helpful. But ultimately, like, what I tell people to do is, like, one of the first things they can do is start unplugging things in the bedroom, find a circuit breaker for the bedroom, turn that off. That will lower your voltage by half at least, usually. It's not getting you down to that ancestral healing sleep level. You really need to have somebody assessing the home to figure out exactly which breakers you might need be able to turn off. But unplug things from the room, keep your phone on airplane mode. Another big thing that I have people do is get all the metal out of your bed materials, because metal actually will attract more voltage to your body. It more easily flows through the springs in your mattress or the metal frame in your bed or box springs, and it can also act as an antenna for all the wireless radiation. And then a lot of times the springs in the mattresses are actually magnetized. And so they have another type of, you know, a direct current magnetic field that's coming up, and it's this noxious randomized magnetic field on the bed. And that can be an issue too. So get all the metal out of your bed, unplug everything in the room. If you're turning off the breakers, you don't need to do that. But those are some of the main things. And then anything wireless in the house, just start switching that out for wired versions if you can. Turn off, you know, the printer often will have Wi-Fi on it. So turn off the printer, only turn it on when you're actually printing something. Some people leave it on 24/7 and it's continually, you know, giving off just as strong of a pulse as your Wi-Fi is. And the last thing I'll say is cordless phones and mm-hmm. smart meters. There's these smart meter covers that I can give you a link to that you can actually put over your smart meter. And your smart meter is essentially your electrical box. If it has a digital display on the reading, they used to have this little dial that spins around. That's an analog meter. But most of them nowadays are a smart meter. They have a digital readout, and that is blasting a signal out continually with high frequency, radio frequency radiation, which is the wireless type of radiation. And so a lot of people see ill health effects once those are installed. And there's two reasons for that: because of that signal, but also because the way that it actually produces dirty electricity that goes through the whole home. So that's where that whole home dirty electricity filter that's on now on my website, you can get that and install that and clean all the power in your home, make everything run more efficiently, and it's less detrimental to your health.
Brian, you've opened our eyes to so many things that I had vague knowledge about, but I really have a better understanding now. And you've given us some amazing tips for people to get started too. So if people did want to learn more about your work and how to get an assessment or how they can order this whole home filter, what's the best place to find you?
Yeah, so I have my website is shieldedhealing.com, and I have a store there with a lot of the products that I recommend. Some of them are hidden because you do need an assessment in order to have access to some of the products, because I want to make sure you're getting the right recommendations, not just randomly buying product that you might not need. Right there, shieldedhealing.com. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/shieldedhealing. Those are the main two places where I post things. And then I've also done some other podcasts and things like that, so you can search for different interviews and things that I've done, just my name and Shielded Healing.
One of the things I want to just share with listeners before we kind of wrap up this podcast this morning is that, you know, I really credit, my home evaluation with getting my son and I on a healing journey. And in subsequent podcasts, I'll share more about what has gone on. But for me, I hadn't slept well in probably a year and a half. And, you know, once we started implementing, you know, tiny changes, because I'm married to an engineer and it's taken him a little while to wrap his engineer mind around all of this information, including the fact that we had bought organic mattresses that we had to replace because they had metal coils in them. But certainly I want to emphasize to everyone that, you know, small changes do have a big impact. So don't feel profoundly overwhelmed. I know that I certainly did, but, you know, little changes do a big impact, and you can, you know, kind of continue on a continuum towards making larger investments. But certainly, you know, Brian is an amazing resource, and we're so grateful to have you on today.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, I love what you just said. There are solutions for all these issues. And The good thing about it is that once you get a home evaluation and you know what needs to be done, you have a checklist, and you can go down that checklist and take things off that list once you fix them, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And I think a lot of the stress around this is the overwhelming amount of information that's out there, and the fake stuff that's out there that's posing as your end-all be-all solution. There's never one solution for all of these problems. You have to have a systematic way to address the different types of frequencies. But once you have an assessment, you can get a plan in place and knock it off your list, and then basically relax and say, okay, I've got a healing space at night. You know, my kids, I don't have to convince them to go to sleep. I just have them go in their room. They're getting their 8 hours of healing therapy every single night. And the compliance is 100% as long as they're sleeping in that room and they're getting that healing therapy every single night. And that's what I kind of go back to with people, is that it's easy once you have the solution in place. You have this ultimate ancestral healing experience that's happening every single night for 8 hours.
And I think that's really powerful. I mean, we know that sleep, we've talked about how important sleep is again and again. And like you said, just starting there can make a big impact. And I know I'll be making some changes very soon in my life. So I definitely thank you for that. And again, we thank you for being here, and we're excited for more people to find out about your work so that they can really figure out the ancestral way to live and sleep in their home.
And Brian, before we go, I'd love to have you share two things that you would recommend to our listeners to improve their wellness every day.
Oh, yeah. You know, we talked a lot about EMF today. One thing that I also recommend doing is when you get up in the morning, before you turn on any lights, go outside and get in the grass and look toward the sun without any contacts in or glasses between you and the sun. Let that sun hit your eyes. Be grounded barefoot to the earth. Hopefully it's wet and dewy, away from electricity. Is preferable, but just do that. That sets your circadian clock for the day. And then also in the evening, the second thing would be in the evening to watch the sunset. in the same fashion. So watch the sunrise, watch the sunset. That's going to make a huge difference for people, and help them to sleep better, actually, too.
Awesome. Those are great tips. Well, thanks again for being here, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.